headed that way. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I'm looking in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3. If you got the Bible with you, want to look with me and read a verse of scripture or two. Try to say something this morning that might affect you in my heart. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul wrote this to Timothy as a preacher. Amen. I know it's a pastoral epistle, is what's said. Of course, it's to us. Amen. Thank God the Bible, amen's writ to us, the New Testament especially. And we look in the book of God in 2 Timothy chapter 3. The Bible said in verse 1, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Now, the last days has been since the days of Christ, and we find here that we are in the last days. I'd like to tell you this morning that no man knows the hour that Jesus is coming. And we don't know it. The Bible said he don't, my friend, reveal that to no man. It's the day of God sends his son back. He shall not tarry when he comes. He's a coming. And we know that. We know, thank God, that brethren, he said, I will come again. And we're thankful for that. Then he said, men shall be lovers of their own selves. Covetous. This is surely the way the last days is. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. I kindly feel that we this morning are in these days. It seems like they're increased in our day, and I believe the fruit of these things is increasing in our churches. I don't believe God wrote this to tell you what's just going to go on in the world. I believe he's saying that this is what's going on amongst professed Christian believers in the last days, and it looks dim when you look at these names and what God says is going on in the last days. It does look dim, the standard of God. What the problem is, the standard of God's been lowered unto man. That's why they write all these different versions of the Bible, to try to lower the standard of God. They even take verses out of some translations. Brethren, he ain't blinked an eye at it. He's the same God that he always has been. Amen. God said it was wrong 30 and 40 years ago. It's still wrong today. God said it was wrong 3,000 years ago. It's still wrong today. It don't matter what man says or try. Thank God to change the words and terms of the Bible. Amen. They've softened up the things of God. That's why we're in a mess today. And this law slack. Amen. As far as the law of God being recognized, amen, as a standard, amen. It's not what we live by. We live by Christ, but the law is to be, thank God, recognized that he is, amen, perfect this morning. And the law is perfect. The law is just. The law is good. The law was given, thank God, to show us where we were at as sinful men, that we might have repentance, thank God, for what we've done against the holy God. To seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. God, we need to recognize the fact that there is a God in heaven, and brethren, he requires repentance. And repentance, thank God, is a turn. It's an action of God in a man's heart to turn him, amen, from sin unto God. Amen. We live by repentance. Amen. We repent, thank God, daily. If we truly got the Holy Ghost, then we repented the first time. Man needs to seek after God this morning. There's a lot, my friend, going on that's got our minds ain't got away from God. We're more interested in fleshly things than we are God. And friend, it's sad, but it's just a fact. Amen. The most meditation men have, my friend, more toward the flesh than it is to the God of heaven and spiritual things in our lives. And brethren, listen.
listen, you can't get away from the fact that we are in the last days. We're more growing near that day. Amen. He said the salvation is nearer than the day when we believe. He's not talking about the salvation of the soul. He's talking about the salvation of the body. Amen. Being redeemed completely. Are my friend made like him as he comes back one day. Amen. And we need to recognize the fact, my friend, if we're going to draw nigh to God, we're going to have to get rid of some selfishness. We're going to have to get rid of our loves and pleasures and things like that. He didn't say pleasure was wrong, but he said lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Our land is eat up with pleasure. Amen. It's so soaked into people's minds and hearts that they're, my friend, the communication and the conversation of mankind is built around more pleasure than it is God in this day. We got to have games and everything. I'm for God doing some things with the young people, but it means nothing to me unless the Holy Ghost gets in where they're at. Hey, friend, we can give them all these things, but it'll never last unless God gets in their heart. And you don't learn them things much, thank God, but by the Holy Ghost, you don't see these things. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, there is a time that we can set aside and enjoy some things God's blessed us with. But, brethren, he ought to be first in everything we do. In fact, the Bible said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What's that mean? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. If you're born again into the kingdom of God, it ought to mean, thank God, whatever the kingdom of God represents. Amen. And it does represent a spiritual things. It don't represent fleshly things. Hey, he even said with food and raiment therewith to be content. And we know, thank God, that in this hour we're living in, that there's a lack of contentment. Amen. Man's not content no more. That's why covetousness, amen, the love of money is the root of all evil. And men, my friend, have greed in them, and they fight over things, amen, that, my friend, will perish, and it's not going to last. Oh, God, this morning, how is there one, thank God, that says, I want God and nothing else. Hey, he's my lot and he's my life. He's what I live for. He's in my soul. He's my breath. He's my thought. He's my word. He's my conversation. He's everything. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Is that what we're going after in the day we're living in? So many churches, my friend, have went after the flesh of Esau. They all build everything on social things, but it ain't built on it. Oh, my friend, it's built off the things of God. It's built off the new birth, being born again. Amen. You must be born again. Without being born again, you'll not see the kingdom. You've got to have the new birth. Without the new birth, amen, it becomes a religion. It becomes a motion thing. It becomes, I got to go, amen, and show up. And it ought not be. Brethren, listen. It ought to be, thank God, our life. And he is our life. Thank God, church ain't part of my life. God is my life. Amen. The church is what I'm born into, the body of Christ. I'm saved by grace through faith. I'm not of my own. I've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Hey, friend, can I give you this? The last days is around. Religion's on the increase. Righteousness on the decrease. Amen. We need, thank God, reviving. I'm telling you that. I'm glad God did a little reviving this week. Amen. And some lives and hearts. Amen. To put us back in that course and touch our lives. But I'm telling you, thanks be unto God. A man that's hungry for him. A man that's seeking after him. Thank God. Friend, I'm telling you this. Thank thank God there's a very few people doing that in this hour. Amen. That's right. Listen. Look at verse 5. I want to preach to you about it. He said here, this is really the foundation of every problem. Thank God that's in our land today. He said they have a form of godliness and deny the power thereof, so such turn away. That form means it's a formula. It's a formation. It's an appearance. It appears godly, but there's no power to it. Amen. There's no power. There's no substance. Amen. You can lay out. Amen. We done that one time. We put, amen, was going to pour some concrete and we made a formation. Amen. But we had to have the concrete. Amen. That's what man's done in a religious world. They've made a formation, but they don't have nothing on the inside. No substance. Amen. Listen what he's saying. He said they have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. He said, listen, you can appear righteous and have nothing. You can appear, amen, like you got a form, amen, but have nothing. He said, listen, if you have a form of godliness and deny the power thereof, you reject the Holy Ghost, you reject what God's got, amen, that's the form. It's a ritual. It's going through the motions. It's just, listen, it's just playing games. It said, friend, and he said, from such turn away. There are some things we need to turn away from. Amen. Listen, I heard a man say yesterday, he said, now listen, he said, you know, we're not always going to agree on everything. I'd say amen to that. And he said, but listen, we ought to get along with it. Amen. I really don't know about that statement. I know we're not going to agree on everything, but there's some things you're going to have to agree on. Amen. There's some things. Listen, friend, we've made such an excuse in this day why we don't take a stand for anything anymore. And everything's all right. Amen. That's why we're in a mess we're in. Because nothing's right and nothing's wrong. And that's the mindset of the world in this day. Amen. This culture's changed and all these things that's going on in the world. And listen, can I tell you this? A man should be a man this morning. Amen. A man should be a man. Thank God, friend, a woman should be a woman. Amen. Listen. God put a man and woman together, friend. Amen. Listen. He didn't put two men together or two women together. That's against the way of God, friend. God said, amen. And he gave man a woman. He gave him a wife, friend. Thank God, I'm telling you, we're in a bad day when people don't know what they are. Hey, friend, I know what I am. Hey, God made me that way. And I'm a test of sad shame. Hey, God, when a bunch of church people bow down to a bunch of lies. Amen. That's right. God have mercy. That's right. It's sad. Sad. Amen. I mean, praise God, man. I mean, I don't understand that. I mean, I don't understand it in church people. You know what gets me? I'm going to preach what I want to this morning because God got on my heart. But you know what gets me? It's all right as long as it's not their family. Buddy, I tell you what, I got born again to God's family. Amen. Jesus put priority on the family of God above it. He did his own earthly family. Amen. It's all right to do it what you want to, but then your family or my family gets into it. And then it seems to be all right. I don't believe it's that way, friend. Amen. God didn't say it unless it's a height. Amen. He said, this is what it says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, rather reprove them. The Bible said that. Amen. It didn't say unless it's a height. Amen. And listen, we're in the last day, friend. I will say this to you this morning. Amen. You won't know what you really like. Look at who you want to hang around. Amen. Amen. You want to hang around a crowd, amen, that don't know God, then that must mean you don't know God. Amen. That's right. right. I'm going to tell you, friend, listen. When God saved me, he put in my heart a love for the people of God. Amen. Listen, they asked me, what you going to do on Sunday? I said, I'm going to meet with my family. Amen. What you go on Sunday night? Going to go meet with my family. Amen. What you going to do on Wednesday night? I'm going to meet with my family. Amen. That's right. My mother-in-law, God help her, she just passed away. And I hope and pray and believe that maybe she had a good confession there at the end of this thing. I hope so. I mean, she sounded real. I told you what she asked me before the last words she spoke to me. And I'd been talking to her for months. She listened to me preach. And she talked about God. And she is a good lady, but you don't go to heaven because you're a good person. Amen. There's a lot being went to hell being good in the eyes of men. You got to be good in the eyes of God. And the only way you can be good in the eyes of God is have Christ as your representative and be born again. Amen. But she said, amen, she'd ask me all the time about it. I told you she called me to her house, amen, probably about a year ago and said, Joel, I know I don't have much long to live, and I know you'll tell me the truth. And she said, what do I have to do? And I said, well, my mama hadn't been in the church all her life now. Nobody told her no truth. I'm going to look you eyeball to eyeball and tell you Jesus is the way of the Father, and you'll have to have him if you're going to make it. Amen. I don't care who you are or what your name is. It ain't how good you are. You're not good enough. Hey, ain't no man good enough. There'll have to be an action of God in your heart. Amen. To birth you in the family of God and make you a new creature. And that's what the Holy Ghost does. Amen. That's right. I took John 14:6. I preached it at her funeral. And I said, Mama, this is the way to the Father. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. There ain't no other way you'll ever make it. Amen. She said, well, I've tried to do good all my life. I said, I'm glad for that. That has nothing to do with getting to heaven. Amen. You will not get there like that. Amen. And listen, friend, it's so simple, but it's so hard. Amen. And she went to rest home. We talked a lot about God. And brethren, listen, thank God that day, and I'm not going to go through all the conversations, but that last day that I was leaving, amen, that hospital or that rest home, and she looked up at me. She rose up off her bed the day before she died, friend. Thank God she looked up at me and said, Joel, what else can I do? And I said, Mama, I said, it's through the Lord Jesus. Amen. I said, trust him. Amen. And she looked up with her eyes open right at me. And she said, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I said, amen. That's right. That's right. Amen. I sure hope that was a seal of faith in her heart. Amen. Well, I'm telling you, I felt like God was dealing with her. And I believe, brother, listen, by the confession of Christ and believing in him. She said, I believe in Christ. I believe he rose again. But there's got to be, friend, brother, listen. There's got to be faith, saving faith. And God gives an individual to know who he is. If you don't know that, you're not going to get in. It ain't consent in the mind. It's belief in the heart. That's where it's at. And brother, I'm telling you, we live in the last days now. Everybody's going to heaven according to everybody. Brother, listen, heaven, thank God's in my heart. Amen. Listen, where's heaven? It's up. I know that. Amen. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I know, thank God, where I am, there you may be also. And I know where he is. That's what it is. Amen. I know it's a great place. It's a holy place. It's a happy place. Amen. It's a place, thank God, the people of God is going to one day. But brethren, listen, they got a wrong friend. I'm not going to sit on the front porch of a cabin that somebody built, thank God. I'm going to worship him, amen. I'm going to be with him, amen. Sorry for your sentiment, amen. I got sentiment too, but when it comes down to it, amen, it's about Jesus. It's going to be with Jesus. That's what all it's about. To me, thank God for the reunion. Thank God for Brother Robert and all the saints, your good wife and all them's gone on before us. But it ain't, listen, it ain't just getting to see them, even though I will. It's getting to see him. It's getting to be with him. It's all about him. It ain't about nothing else but him. He's the one that died for me. He's the one that bled for me. He's the one that rose for me. Ain't God to take me back one day. Amen to God. I'm going one day. I'm already there. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Amen. Glory to God. You can't live like hell and go to heaven. You know why people live like hell? That's what's in them. Amen. We all got some in us. Why? Because we got an Adamic nature. Because we got Adam in us. It's because Adam's killing us. Amen. You wouldn't go to the graveyard if it wasn't for Adam. Amen. You wouldn't go to the cemetery if it wasn't for Adam. I was talking to my little grandson yesterday. Amen. He shook my hand. And he looked at it and I said, "It's awful wrinkled, son. At that time I had these veins sticking up." Amen. And he said, "Papa," he said, "when you die, you go to heaven." That's what he said. I said, "Well, I'm going, son, if I die." Amen. And he said, "Papa, I have to come to your funeral." I said, "Yeah, I want you to come to the funeral." Amen. 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 See, that's the mindset of a four-year-old, friend. Amen. Innocence, yes. Ain't God pure? Yes. Amen. That's right from the heart, yes. Amen. But brother, we raising a generation, amen, that knows nothing about God today. Amen. You know why they've changed the churches? You know why they've changed everything? It's because it appeals unto the young people, but it don't appeal to God, friend. It ain't about the press of God. It's about them. It's about what they like. Amen. I ain't preaching this morning if you don't like it. I'm preaching to help you. Amen. It ain't, listen, if I'm preaching you to like it, I need to sit down. It ain't about me preaching for you to like it. It's about the Holy Ghost helping you and getting you in. I ain't got before you die lost. That's what it's about. And the last days are here, friend. And it ain't got no better and won't get no better. Amen. That's right. He said they have a form of godliness. Boys, I'm scared to death of having a form of godliness in this church. I mean, I'm just scared to death about it. I mean, I'm scared to death about not following God and just being God's people and seeking Him. It would be a blessing. I'm just talking to you now. I mean, it'd be a blessing if a whole group of people, thank God, this got wanting God more than anything else. I mean, it ain't about you. It ain't about your song. And I like singing. I'm glad for singing. I appreciate the young people singing. And they sung good. And they end up being a good choir together. I believe that. I'm for it. Amen. But I'm telling you, friend, it ain't about me having my way at the house of God. Amen, friend. It don't matter who's preaching to me. Amen. Long as the Holy Ghost shows up. I mean, I'm just at that place. I mean, I'm just at it right now. I just want Him and I want the Holy Ghost. Thank God to help us in the church house. And brother, I'm telling you, thank God it's going to have to be us seeking Him. That's all I can tell you. Just seek Him. You say, "Hey, you know, brother, listen, get, thank God, somewhere and get after Him." Amen. He said, "Seek the Lord while He may be found." Amen. He said, "Seek and you shall find." You'll find what you look after, Brother Robert. Thank God there ain't no shortness with God, friend. You can get Him this morning if you want Him. Thank God it don't matter what day we in. He don't change. It don't matter. He's still the same God. You can have the same blessing. You can walk in the same faith as they did. Elijah prayed and God gave rain. Amen. Thank God. That's right. He prayed to stop it and then he prayed, thank God, and gave it. And he said he was alike, passions like as we are. And we've cut the hand of God off down the church. We don't believe nothing. Hey, God, faith has been put on the shelf of our lives and we don't have no faith. Hey, amen. The brother gets sick and we ain't got enough power to pray it off of him. Hey, amen. That's right. Hey, amen. Listen, I believe, brother, listen, God gave the keys to the church and that's the key of the gospel. It opens the door, thank God, of sinners. And that's why you're saved this morning, Brother Danny. That's why you men saved and I'm saved. God gave it to us. Amen. Somebody preached it to us. Somebody told us about it. And that's why we have it this morning. That's the great blessing of a God of heaven. Hey. I'm telling you, I'm glad somebody preached to me. I'm glad somebody preached to you, Miss Tasha, and changed your life and give you a hope in God that they might set their hope in God. Psalm 78, they might see. Thank God their parents worship God. It ain't the youngins that's the trouble. It's the parents that's the trouble. Amen. They won't seek God for them. They ought to seek God in their life. They ought to see the Holy Ghost in their life. Thank God they ought to see the song in their life. Amen. Listen, we're in the last day and we're in perilous times, but there's a God in heaven. Thank God that answers prayer. I'm telling you, amen. That's right. We just go through the motions. We don't pray fervently. Don't sing. Brother said a song. I didn't look out across the congregation this morning. And I'm sure there was some wasn't singing. Amen. Amen. Somebody said, I don't like to sing. I can't sing good. Ain't got nothing to do with that. I never claimed to have a good voice, but I like singing. Amen. Lester Roloff said, they said, they don't like you singing. He said, I was singing for you. I'd consider it. Amen. Amen. I ain't singing for you. I'm singing to glorify God. When you can get that thing plugged in to glorify God, you know why them little old youngins get to singing? I saw Kate and some of them on the front row down there at meeting the other night, and Chris got to leaning, I'll fly away. Y'all remember that? I think it was Tuesday. Amen. And they're sitting on the front row, and brother and all them little kids, they were singing it to the top of their lung. And I said, boy, sing another song, three of them. Praise God, just God. Amen. I said, thank God. Boy, I had the mouth of bass, praise is perfected. And they got to singing. I mean, I saw her get up on the pew, stand up, amen, and sing. And they got to singing, and it got to loud in there. And I told them, I said, thank God, if we could ball this up, we'd take it back to Salisbury. Amen. That's right. Thank God. But don't let the adults throw you off. Amen. That's why over 20 went to Canaan land. Amen. It wasn't the little ones, praise God. That's the problem. Amen. Well, Brother Roe, I was preaching a tent meeting one time. Amen. He had a big old tent down into Texas and preaching. And brother, thank God the big tent got blown over. Amen. There was a little old nursery tent behind it. It didn't get touched. He told him, he said, the problem ain't in the nursery. The problem's in the parents. Amen. And brother, I'm telling you, it's in the old people too, friend. Amen. It's in the adults too, friend. Amen. That pride set in. Some, they ain't got no pride. That's why them little old youngins in Sunday school, amen, they'd believe anything you'd tell them. Amen. And march around the church 7 times if I told them, let's go around the church 7 times and shout the victory, and they'd do it. If I looked at y'all and said that, you'd say, preacher, what's wrong with you? Something's wrong with you. Amen. Oh no, friend, ain't nothing wrong. Praise God. Amen. Brother, listen, I'm telling you, we're in a bad day because nobody believes much, and that's the foundation of a form of godliness. There's no faith in the formation. Amen. And just because I don't have a program at the back door don't mean that we don't have a formality. Amen. But I'm telling you, God will show up where he's at, where he's welcome, and hadn't programmed him out through education. Amen. Or through something that I know how to do. And buddy, sometimes it's just good to strip yourself of your own puffed up knowledge and say, God, I just need you. I don't know what else to say but that. Amen. That's right. If we ever got there, praise God, to counting everything we know and all the verses we know and all the doctrine we know and all the Baptist truth we know and all that stuff, and just say, God, I'm just going to come to you this morning and say, Lord, I come and I don't know nothing but you, and I need you. And when you get there, that's when he'll fill you up. Amen. You don't come to God and let him know everything you know and what you think you know and how much better you are than anybody else and how much you can do this and how much you can do that. And all that is a formality. That's all it is, friend. Amen. That's right. That's why them batters stand on deck in a Major League Baseball game. And there, you know, you say the man's on deck and then the one's in the hole. And that man's on deck out there practicing. You know what I mean? You get your stance up and you practice. That ain't hitting the ball. You got to get in the box. Amen. And when the ball comes, thank God, it ain't no formation and it ain't no practice swing. It's got to be the real thing. And all we're doing in the Baptist church is standing on deck and this swinging the bat instead of getting in the box and hitting the ball. Amen. Somebody said, I don't want to strike out. Well, I'm going to tell you, you're going to do it more than one time. But I'd rather swing the bat and strike out than to sit on the pew. Amen. And do nothing. Amen. There's got to be something real. There's got to be substance. There's got to be God. If we don't have it, we ain't going to get much. But I'm telling you, I'm so fed up with religion. I'm so fed up with formality, Disney productions in the Baptist church, and this going through the motions. That's all it is. We know how to do it. We knew how to put on a show, and that's about what people's got today. Amen. Like the little old boy one night, thank God, they went and they sung. They went to a meeting and a man, and God let them in singing. They got up and sung, and a man got up and done his best preaching, and they passed the offering plate. Amen. Man, And God, Daddy threw a dollar in, and the little boy said on the way home, he said, "That's a pretty good show for a dollar." Amen. That's what he said. That's about what we have in this day. Amen. You ain't paying me. Amen. Brother, listen, God does. He's a blessed me through the church. Them that preach the gospel shall live the gospel. Amen. But I'm telling you this, friend, it ain't about money. It ain't about how much you put in offering plate. It ain't about them things. Amen. That's right. It's about what God does in your life. It's about the Holy Ghost in you. I would to God everybody in here, including myself, would learn more about true worship and the deepness of God and the Holy Ghost and the things of God instead of going through motions. Amen. Listen, friend, aren't you tired of it? I listened to that song coming home yesterday. Ascend the rain. I'm tired of the same old thing. I'm tired of the formations. I'm tired, my friend, of just going through it. I'm wanting to see God. It don't matter whether I say a word. It don't matter, my friend, if a little old girl, a boy, gets up and sings a song and the Holy Ghost blesses through that, or somebody testify. Whatever it is, just let me have it. Just fill my soul. It don't matter. I'm wanting him. And I'm telling you, it's a form of godliness in this day. It's just like going through the motions. Amen. Instead of just saying, "God, I'm coming home. I'm coming to this clean. I'm coming honest. I'm coming. Lord, I need a move of God in my life. The church needs a move of God." This little boy stood on the altar and laid on the altar and prayed and prayed and prayed. Oh, God, help him, have mercy on him. Give him understanding. Let the light shine in on him and his light shine in on him. Thank God he believe in Christ and get up born again. That's what it's going to take. But it's got to take a whole body. Thank God to pray and get a hold of God and see God do something. Amen. We don't know nothing without him this morning. God forbid that I be critical. I don't want to be critical. But I want to be honest. We have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. From such, turn away. Such, turn away. That means, if I turn away, that means I'm going the other way. Are you hearing me this morning? Listen, I'm about through. There's a lot of churches that meet. I'll say this. There's a lot of assemblies that meet that the candlestick's been taken. That's right. Have you asked God to fill you with the Holy Ghost? I believe it. I believe in it heavy. I believe we're going to have it. You pray this morning and say, "God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Fill me," that's right, he said, "be filled with the Spirit. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. This, I need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Lord God, I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost." I mean, full of, that means you're full of God. Full of God. When people get full of the Holy Ghost, it reveals everybody around them what they got. You know why the 10 virgins, five wise, five foolish, you know why the foolish wasn't alarmed before the bridegroom cry came? Because the five wise ones were sleeping with them. And when the bridegroom came, they awoke. Ain't that right? Sure it is. What God wants. He wants us to be awakened. Amen. May the Lord add his blessing to the word of God, and may God help us this morning to examine our own self and see where we stand with him and get in with him while we can. Let's stand. I appreciate you.